It's 11:30 at Carbondale Community High School.
Oh, grab that side hat.
Industrial Technologies teacher Dallas Terry is getting his students ready for class.
Hey Joel, can you hand us a couple of 2x4s up top?
In the Applied Physics class, the students have to work a lot of problems, laws, and formulas to address force, drag, buoyancy, mechanics, and more.
Okay, hey, so here's what we're going to do, guys. The 2x4 is going to be our piece to fold again, right?
Like many teachers, Terry has heard that question asked by many students. Am I ever going to use this again?
So let's get a legitimate plan, because that's more for you, really, than me.
But Terry has a plan he's been using for the last 8 years.
All right, so that's going to go in there. This is going to fold up, and then this is going to fold in.
Yeah.
All right, do we have this creased yet?
The class has to take everything they learned this year and apply that knowledge to build a boat for the annual Great Cardboard Boat Regatta.
And that's kind of the difference between our class and maybe like a standard physics class. You know, we're going to run the formulas and we're going to see, you know, okay, how much volume do you need of water to be displaced to hold up the amount of weight you're going to put in it. So, you know, they total up how much the kids are actually going to weigh that are going to be inside of it, but then they're actually going to live it.
Besides learning about formulas, calculations, and problem solving,
what's the balance going to be like?
We don't know yet.
Okay, we need to be thinking about that because I don't want you to be tipping forward too much.
They also learn about their town's traditions.
It's a great local event to, you know, kind of bring the community all together, but also educates our kids not only about buoyancy, but tells them about something that's been around our community for quite a long time.
The rules are fairly simple as far as construction goes.
Let's get this slit cut and do our slit up here for the front. And then we'll be ready to fold sides.
It has to be made out of corrugated cardboard.
Fold it over once.
You can use glue, tape, caulk, and other one-part substances to keep it together.
Not there.
But the real test, can the boat make it back to shore?
And of course you got the challenge, it's cardboard, it's going in water. So, you know, most of the kids are always worried, is it gonna float, is it gonna work? About 90% of the time, they're going to float. The question is, are they gonna be able to go fast enough? Because speed's the key to this. You've gotta be able to go fast to make it around the course so that way the cardboard doesn't take on too much water.
As the three teams at Carbondale High School prepare their boats.
All right, let's fold it over and here, wait a minute.
Organizers had to do their own preps. Mary Kinzel had been helping the Alpha Chi Sigma fraternity organize the event over the last few years. This year, there was a decision that nature forced upon them.
I have to tell you, my anxiety level was very, very high all fall and this early winter as we were trying to finalize a location so that the event could still take place.
For the first time ever, the regatta won't be at Campus Lake. This year, it will be at the boat launch in Evergreen Park.
The Carbondale Park District and the City of Carbondale just really stepped up and had to change some ordinances so that we could actually hold an event on the reservoir because that wasn't allowed in the past.
Less than a month after last year's regatta, Campus Lake was shut down because of toxic algae and is still closed. Kinzel says people won't be disappointed by the new location.
It has a lot of good viewing areas. It's, you know, people can be able to watch the boats really easily. There's a lot of trees that have been cleared to improve the visibility.
I don't know if that's going to work, dude.
Yeah, probably not.
But there are cemetery students that just don't want to get wet.
Last year I had a team of, I think it was about 6 students that, you know, hey, we'll participate, we'll do the math, we'll figure everything out, but they didn't want to be in a boat. And that's not a requirement for my class. You don't have to be in a boat, but you do have to build a boat and you have to do some of the math to figure out the design of the boat.
That team had a higher stake to make sure that their boat works.
They're missing out on the fun. So that team last year, they actually built a boat for me. To be in that boat. So, you know, there's no harder grading than, hey, your teacher's going to be in the boat that you built, and it better not sink, and it better be able to go fast.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.